From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State as part of a Turkish-backed offensive to wrest control of the northern town of Elbab from IS defenders. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said nine Russian planes and eight Turkish aircraft took part in the combined operation. Russia and Turkey, meanwhile, have been on opposing sides in the nearly six-year conflict in Syria. Moscow backs President Bashar al-Assad. Ankara has supported the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said Turkey benefits from such a relationship.
They were having a tough go at it, trying to take Elbab from the Islamic State, suffering a number of losses. And so it appears that they need Russian military support, particularly air support.
The two countries are co-sponsoring talks scheduled next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security matters such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar-o-Sham it will not take part. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Wednesday said at least 70 civilians, including six aid workers, were killed, dozens of others wounded in northeast Nigeria, following an errant military strike that hit a camp for displaced people. 46 of the wounded are listed to be in critical condition. Adama Barrow was reportedly preparing to take the oath of office Thursday at the Gambian embassy in Senegal as Gambia's new leader, as Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh, whose mandate expired at midnight, does not step down. Mr. Jammeh called the December 1st election he lost fraudulent and called for a new ballot. Tuesday he declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News. A high-rise building in Tehran engulfed in flames collapsed Thursday with dozens of firefighters trapped inside. The state-run news agency said the 17-story Plasco building, containing a shopping center and clothing workshops, collapsed suddenly as firemen from 10 firehouses battled the blaze, which had raged for hours. It said nearly 40 of the firefighters are believed to have been injured. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia for its annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms deal with Moscow.
The reason sanctions have been put in place against Russia has to do with their actions in Ukraine. And it is important for the United States to stand up for the basic principle that big countries don't go around and invade and bully smaller countries.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama talked about life after public service.
It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much.
He said while his conversations with President-elect Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once he takes office Friday. Colombia will hold delayed peace talks with the second-largest rebel group, ELN, February 8, after the guerrillas agreed to free a political hostage. The captive's release was held up for more than a year. Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Juan Manuel Santos said the ELN would meet the demand.
This is the end of the war. This is something which Colombians never thought was possible just a few years ago.
Mr. Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize for his negotiations with the FARC rebel group, said that a peace deal with ELN will allow him to achieve a complete peace in the country. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, quoting U.S. and South Korean sources, said North Korea is preparing to test new rockets, including a new upgraded prototype of an intercontinental ballistic missile. In a New Year's Day speech, North Korea's leader said his regime was close to test launching an ICBM. Israel is preparing to deploy a new missile defense shield. The Defense Ministry Wednesday said the U.S.-funded Arrow 3 has been handed over to the Air Force and designed to intercept missiles in outer space. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is reported to be in stable condition and resting comfortable in intensive care at a Houston hospital with pneumonia after doctors performed surgery to clear his airway. Meanwhile, the wife of the 92-year-old former chief executive, Barbara, has been admitted to the same hospital after experiencing fatigue and coughing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.